Every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian. And it is a fun Friday here on the show. Fun Friday. We got no shows to review, although we could talk a little bit about the TNA Impact show from last night. There are new champions after last night's show. We'll tell you about that. And we got a lot of stuff to talk about as it pertains to the upcoming NXT versus TNA Showdown show on Tuesday. There's going to be more things added to the show, and it may not be, I'm sure it's not going to be, but it's not looking like it's going to be the last NXT versus TNA event. So we'll tell you about that today. Tonight is also SmackDown, and unless I have missed some stuff, which is possible, we only have one match announced for SmackDown tonight. One thing announced for the show, which I find hard to believe. Perhaps I'm missing something. We have a full Collision lineup, which we should because it's been taped. So we'll go over that as well. And then we'll talk about the Showdown and Title Tuesday head-to-head battle. Hulk Hogan's having a trail named after him. You'll never guess what it's called. We got to talk about ratings. And not really any particular show, but there's a change. There's a big change in the way that television and Nielsen are measuring ratings. And so everything has changed. And so basically, if you want to do any comparisons from this year to last year, or even this week to like last week, I think they pretty much have to be all thrown out the window. And we got to start over as of this week, because they've changed the way they measure things, and it's really weird. We've also got some more on TNA, the television deal, Joe Hendry, Leon Slater, and plenty more. Lance Storm joins us after the break. Stick around, everybody. Wrestling Observer Live.
Box blading is as effortless as hook.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. That's 800-401-5163.
Do you have diabetes? I'm sure you've seen the television commercials on the new CGM devices from all the top brands and how well they can help you manage your diabetes. Do you have the latest and newest in diabetes technology? The Diabetes Solutions Center carries most of the top brands, and the great news is your insurance may cover most of the cost. Call our special CGM hotline today, and our friendly representatives will help see if you qualify. You could get a new CGM from the top brands at little or no cost to you. Make living with diabetes easier. You are just one free phone call away to learn if your insurance covers the cost. So make this free call today to the Diabetes Solutions Center and learn for free how to get your new continuous glucose monitor.
800-659-7997. 800-659-7997. 800-659-7997. That's 800-659-7997.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Welcome to the show. Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Fun Friday, and people are already mad about ratings. This guy said, you said the numbers need to be thrown out the window after AEW went to Max, and here we are still comparing the ratings to NXT. Hey, listen, there's been a big change, okay, in how the ratings are determined, but what this means is you can still compare two TV shows to each other currently. You can't compare a current show to how the show did a week ago. So, for example, the NXT show this week did 572,000 viewers and a 0.10, okay? Now, if you compare this to 2 weeks ago, this is horrible. You would go, oh my God, people have stopped watching the show. The collision rating was even, I mean, it was even more crazy. But anyway, the point of this is, so I don't even really know how to explain this, so I'm not going to bother, but they used to do it the way Nielsen always did it, which is you've got these set-top boxes, and you X number of people, and you extrapolate it to the blah, blah, blah. So that was called, I believe, big data was the way they used to do it, big data. They have now added big data plus panel. And actually, I think previously it was panel only. So now it is big data plus panel. So big data, I guess, means additional data that they have. None of this really matters other than this was something, I guess, the NFL felt that they weren't being fairly rated. The NFL, of all things, okay, the most watched thing of anything on television. So everything has changed to big data plus panel, and that means, and it's weird because at this point, like, it's just a lot of shows on television, now that we're doing big data plus panel, actually are showing that they have more viewers than they did before. Other shows are showing that they have fewer viewers than they did before. And it's not exactly clear why. You would think that if you made this big change, like if X number of shows went up, like they would all go up. But certain shows are capitalizing off this. They seem to have more viewers in a week, and other shows seem to have less viewers in a week. For whatever reason, all the wrestling shows AW, NXT, you know, Raw, SmackDown. I think actually Collision was one of them that actually I think went up. But everything else is down quite a bit from the week prior. So there's a theory that some of the shows that are watched by younger viewers for whatever reason are lower, and shows that are watched by older people, which in fact would be, and there's a lot of older viewers of the NFL, would somehow be up. But anyway, the point of this is, if you're looking at all the numbers this week and you're like, oh my God, people hated the NXT invasion and they hated that Dynamite, it has nothing to do with that. It is a change in the way that things are being measured, and it's going to take a while to figure out what is going on. But anyway, don't use that to make any arguments this week, is my point. So, now if you want to compare how did Dynamite do compared to NXT Tuesday next week, you can do that. They're both going to be measured the exact same way. But you can't say, oh my God, you know, Collision did a .05 this week. It's dying. I mean, it's not doing well, but that's a ratings change.
So basically, a gigantic billion-dollar entity, the NFL, put pressure on the ratings people, and they are now producing better ratings and other people are having lower ratings.
Basically.
Yeah.
It's amazing. It's amazing how this works.
We didn't like those numbers. Throw them out and find better ones for us.
Yes. Now, should mention, I'm not amplifying the tribalism. I'm telling you exactly what's going on. This has nothing to do with any side. It's like everybody's numbers. Last thing, don't make me get started on you. It's supposed to be Fun Friday. Now, I was wrong about SmackDown. There are four things announced. So it's Cody Rhodes and Randy Orton versus Bron Breakker and Bronson Reed. It's a big match. I anticipate no finish, if I had to make a guess. Sami Zayn will do another United States Open Challenge. Tiffany Stratton looks ahead to Crown Jewel. Okay. And Damian Priest will be in action.
So Tiffany's still not bumping?
No. She wrestled last week.
Oh, so, did she? Oh, that's good.
Yes. They had that, remember the three-way? That horrific three-way?
Ah, yes. That was after that the moonsault bang in her head.
Yeah. She should have stayed uncleared. Now, I am not reporting this. Do you guys hear me? I'm not reporting this. Okay? All right. I am reporting this, but I'm not reporting what I'm predicting. So I was looking around today, and there's a show, Rev Pro, in London this weekend. And they have an event on Sunday. And TNA X Division champion Leon Slater was scheduled to be facing Luke Jacobs on the show. And today they announced Slater is off the show. A scheduling change is the reason he is unable to compete. Due to a scheduling change, Leon Slater's had to withdraw from this Sunday's Live in London. Luke Jacobs will now step up to take on a mystery opponent. So maybe he was going to... But anyway, the point is, he was on the show, now he's off. Okay? So, I was thinking about this, like, I mean, they're not taking him off the show because of the NXT show on Tuesday, because we've known he's going to be on the show for a while. Why would they have just announced that today? So I believe, I am not reporting this because I don't know everybody. I think he's Sami Zayn's Open Challenge opponent tonight, because last week, Sami did the Open Challenge and Javon accepted. Javon is facing Leon Slater at Bound for Glory. Javon and Leon Slater are on opposite sides on the show Tuesday. They tag together. They're linked. And since last week Sami faced Javon, I believe that tonight Sami Zayn is going to be facing Leon Slater. We shall see. But I can't think of what else the scheduling change would be. What happened to you?
My ring light is going out.
Okay, that was really weird. I'm the only one that could see that stuff, but I wish you all could have seen it, because you went up in a puff of smoke, it looked like.
Yes, my ring light got unplugged briefly.
I thought you spontaneously combusted.
Yes, the news of a TNA wrestler potentially on SmackDown. I disagree with you, but could happen.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
I just as yet, I don't think, other than, I think, the Rumble, they've never had a TNA wrestler on a main roster show. So,
I guess we'll see.
We shall.
Makes me want to put money down on it, like Nick Jackson. Now I'm a gambler.
All your money?
All right. This person here says, ask Lance to explain the NXT versus TNA teams. That's a fun Friday topic.
Yeah, it is.
Didn't you say there was no chance that Kalani was going to be on the, I can't even remember now, TNA team?
I believe my exact quote was, that would make no sense, and I stand by that.
Well, it doesn't make any sense. And there's clearly more to come in this story, but we're going to get to that after the break. I want to make sure we mention here that the state of Florida is honoring Hulk Hogan by naming a portion of land after the late pro wrestler. Maybe Kiana James can buy that land. We haven't followed up on that storyline. I've been waiting for 4 years now.
Buy the university property?
I'm still bitter.
Or the bar or whatever the heck it was?
Well, she wanted the bar and also to buy the Chase U land to shut it down. On Friday, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis and members of the Hogan family made an appearance at Hogan's Hangout Restaurant Clearwater to announce that part of the Pinellas Trail is being renamed. Are you ready for this? The Hulk Hogan Trail. Makes sense. Hogan's wife, Sky, Nick's wife, Tana, and Jimmy Hart were among those who attended the announcement. It's a 2-mile stretch between Oak Avenue and Coronado Drive. There will be red and yellow signs celebrating Hogan. And also, and I actually like this, I wish they had these more around here, exercise stations, like pull-up bars and such. So you can develop 24-inch pythons on Hulk Hogan Trail. Jimmy Hart said it was a great day. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Hey, vacation lovers. It's finally time to use all those random facts you learned on TikTok for something that actually matters. It's the Radio Trivia Challenge from thevacationbuddies.com. All right, here's how it works. Be one of the first 10 callers right now and you'll score a complimentary 3-day, 2-night getaway from The Vacation Buddies. You'll stay at none other than Westgate Resorts in your choice of Vegas, Orlando, Myrtle Beach, or Branson. You ready? According to Travel Stats, which of these three cities is the most visited vacation destination in the U.S.? A, Las Vegas, B, Orlando, C, New York City. First 10 callers get the trip. So stop scrolling and start dialing. And let's see if TikTok actually taught you anything.
Be one of the first 10 callers. Call Vacation Buddies right now. 800-340-1834. 800-340-1834. 800-340-1834. That's 800-340-1834.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Lance Storm here for Fun Friday. Sam Zig 13666 asks, are people required to exaggerate and lie on this trail? I don't think so, but the reality is a trail is only 500 yards, but they're claiming 2 miles. I don't know if it said that in the story or not.
Perfect.
TNA President Carlos Silva, I hear that guy looks like Shawn Michaels.
He does.
That's what I said, and I was ridiculed for it. And then, like, I think you've said that. And then there was another guy from NXT yesterday that was like, he does. He looks exactly like Shawn Michaels. I haven't heard from one guy. Anyway, Silva said he's very excited about the potential new TV home. He said they are now in the middle of active negotiations for a new media rights deal. Did not name the partner, but he expressed excitement over where TNA could land. This is all so vague.
Carlos is a positive guy.
He sounds like it. The good news is the process has started. We're working through the details. I feel really good about it. I'm very excited about the partner. I think they're excited about us. Well, I hope so. That's why it feels good. But like everything, we just kind of got to get through the paperwork, understand some sort of final deal terms and certain things where there's going to be a little push and pull from both sides. So anyway, they're negotiating is what he's trying to say here. He says he doesn't think it's going to take much longer. He thinks we're pretty close, and he's excited. So there you go. TNA airs on Access TV right now, as well as TNA Plus. And they just did it. Just did TV last night, and we got new women's tag team champions, Knockouts. What happened, Lance?
The Inspiration defeated the Elegance brand and captured the TNA Knockouts title. It's their second time holding the titles, and they will be representing TNA at Showdown. Might get the name right.
What the heck's going on with this Elegance brand? Ash is gone. These two lost their tag team titles.
Well, maybe when you lose your leader, you're not in the best mental state and didn't have their best night. Maybe they will regroup after the loss of their leader.
Been a rough week.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Collision is tomorrow. This is the lineup. Statlander and Tony Storm go face-to-face. Eddie Kingston faces Dralistico. Kevin Knight faces either Dax or Cash. Anyone want to guess? I guess Dax. Yeah.
It's him like 95% of the time, isn't it?
Roosh and Sammy versus Shane Stetson and Cha-Cha Charlie in an... Let me just read this one more time, just so we know. ROH Tag Team Champions Roosh and Sammy Guevara face Shane Stetson and Cha-Cha Charlie in a non-title match. Just so you guys know.
Bro better be wearing a cowboy hat.
Takeshita and Fletcher and Alexander versus Johnny TV and Eminem Collection, MXM. Orange Cassidy, Roderick Strong, and Kyle O'Reilly versus the Don Callis family. And Jamie Hayter versus Anna Jay.
Can you narrow it down a bit better with the Don Callis family? There's a lot of options there.
Rocky Romero, Lance Archer, and Hechicero.
Thank you.
I just threw three of them out there. That's actually the three. And then Monday on Raw, we got Becky and Maxine Dupree, Lyra and Roxanne, and CM Punk returns. You know, I saw on Twitter some guy was really mad at me, said I watched the show and didn't pay attention because I said there was only one title match for...
Title Tuesday.
Title Tuesday, and I don't know what he's so mad about. There's only one title match so far. It's Mercedes against somebody from Florida for the TBS title. They have not announced that Brodito is defending the titles against Okada and Takeshi. It was not once was it stated on the show it was for the titles. Well, not one time.
That's why when I texted you, I pointed out it's Title Tuesday, not Title Match Tuesday. There's just a bunch of blokes with titles on the show.
I guess. the Demand versus the Hurt Syndicate in a street fight. That's not for a title. So get mad at me all you want. If you want to be mad at somebody, get mad at the place that didn't announce any matches except for the one. All right. What else do we have here? Joe Hendry. He claims he will be part of Tuesday's Showdown special despite not being on the team. He says he wasn't chosen by Mike Santana because Santana does not know where his true loyalties lie. But we certainly know where Kalani's loyalties lie. They must lie with TNA and not NXT. So, Jordan Grace has also claimed she was very frustrated about what happened. And so, I mean, there's a few things, obviously, that could happen. Number one, they could end up on the teams. We could do 5-on-5. I think that's unlikely. They could replace somebody currently on one of the teams.
Or my prediction.
Or your prediction is what?
Guest referees.
Or they
people
could be
with one foot in each side, a history with both companies. They are the law and order that will call it down the middle, Daddy. Again, yeah, I have no knowledge. I'm strictly guessing.
Well, here's the thing also. Let's say that they're going to be guest referees, Lance. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, do you announce that at the beginning of the show? Would you not want to announce that in advance? I guess you could announce it on social media. But maybe old Leon Slater could face Sami Zayn tonight. Old Big Schmoz does a run in. And then we have an announcement that on this special show on Tuesday. I don't know. We'll see. I actually don't envision them pushing it very hard on SmackDown, but you never know. So we'll see what they end up doing with them. They could also just show up and interfere in matches. That's also a possibility. I mean, we can't have Survivor Series without some interference, especially if NXT people are going to be pinning WWE people.
And you can literally just say his name and he will appear.
That is true. I've never tried that here on this show.
Well, you've said his name and he's not here, so.
That's true. Hmm.
Something's up.
This person thinks Kalani is going to defect. No, I think Kalani is going. Guys, the way the teams are set up, let me explain this. Okay? I thought I made this clear. Maybe not on this show. There are four matches on Showdown. Okay? Four. I can't say for sure, but my presumption is they're going to go 50-50. Okay? So, you've got two championship matches. You got the Hardys, and you got Dark State. And you've got Ethan Page against Mustafa Ali. So how do we 50-50 those? Well, the NXT tag team titles can go to the Hardys. The Hardys are they really the most famous for their TNA run or for their AEW run? They are most famous for their They're seen by fans as WWE future Hall of Famers.
Exactly.
They can win the tag team titles. So they win that title match. That's NXT winning one match, okay? Then Ethan Page obviously beats Mustafa Ali. So now we have 1-1. Now you got two matches, okay? Listen, I know Lance is here. He can disagree or he can keep quiet. But if you've been watching the show, I'm going to tell you what's going on here. NXT always gets a leg up in one way or the other, okay? So, when I look at these two teams, for the men, you have an NXT team with Ricky Saints, Trick Williams, Miles, and Javon, all NXT guys, and you got a TNA team with all TNA wrestlers. Mike Santana is a TNA wrestler. Frankie is a TNA wrestler. Moose, a TNA wrestler. None of these people have been under contract with WWE ever. They're losing, okay? Team NXT wins that one. Well, now you got to even it up. That's why I think they did the team that they did. Team TNA is an NXT wrestler, two former NXT and main roster wrestlers, and an NXT wrestler was fired like 3 weeks ago or whatever. So that's it. It's 2-2. The TNA team is really, if we're being honest here, a WWE team. And so they can beat Team NXT. And now everything is evened up. And so, no. My point is, Kalani doesn't need to defect. Her team's going to win. So there you go. And I guess Kazarian did work a WWE show in 2004 on SmackDown. I don't think he was signed, though. I said none of them have been signed.
He was briefly signed to OVW in, like, 05.
All right, so one guy back in 2005. That doesn't change my argument in any way.
Television.
I'm sorry. So there you go.
I'm curious who they think Kalani would defect to.
Well, she's an NXT talent, so she would turn on her
She's already on Team TNA. Isn't that a defection?
Well, it is. She's already defected.
She's going to defect
She would be undefect. That's right. She would undefect back to where she's supposed to be. NXT is going to hold a special television episode in New York City next month, November 18th, the theater at Madison Square Garden. The capacity is listed as 5,570. They held Roadblock in the theater this past March, and this will be the day after Raw runs the actual MSG. Not the theater.
That theater looks cool.
It'll be built around John Cena's last ever WWE appearance in New York before he retires. So, press release has Ricky Saints, JC Jade, Ethan Page, Trick Williams, and Sol Ruka appearing. And there is a graphic which includes Obafemi. So, as far as we know, Obafemi is not being called up. But he could be called up at any time. If that makes any sense. Back in a moment, we're going to take phone calls, questions, emails, and more. Wrestling Observer Live.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both, airline and hotel, with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
Are you over the age of 50? Want peace of mind and financial security for your family? Here's an important message to you from Senior Care USA. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. That leaves your loved ones the burden of paying your debts and funeral costs. Our plans start as low as $1 per day and will pay your family up to $30,000 to help pay for your funeral and other expenses. There are no medical exams, your rates will never increase, and your plan cannot be canceled, regardless of your medical conditions, as long as you make your premium payments. Get up to $30,000 in final expense insurance. Call now for free information. Just answer a few simple questions and get approved right over the phone in just a few minutes. Call right now.
Call 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. That's 800-399-6879.
Packages start at $29.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details. Terms and conditions apply.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. Now you can get Vivint's award-winning home security systems starting at about $1 a day. U.S. News & World Report has recognized Vivint as the best professionally installed home security system of 2022. too. And right now, you can get Vivint's home security technology for about $1 a day. Plus, get free professional installation from a licensed technician. Protect your home and loved ones for as low as $1 a day. Call right now for your free home security consultation.
800-918-6189. 800-918-6189. 800-918-6189. That's 800-918-6189.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
All right, back on the show. Ryan Alvarez here, Lance Storm. Lance, by the way, has volunteered to take Vinny's place on the Brian and Vinny show this coming Sunday. We'll be talking Collision and SmackDown. Lance actually can't get Collision, but he can get SmackDown. So we'll talk about Leon Slater versus Sami Zayn. Oh, man, that's actually a good show. You'll either get it or I will. One or the other. All right. It's Fun Friday, so we're going to take your feedback here. Got all the news done. So if you want to call us, the phone number is 618-762-3275. That is 618-762-3275. If you're out of the country, you can use the international web browser line, which is callinstudio.com/show/WOL for Observer Live. callinstudio.com/show/WOL. Text me 425-780-7566. Email me f4wonline@gmail.com. So let's get going here. This person says, wait, did Roosh replace Dustin as one half of the Ring of Honor Tag Team Champions? That's actually a great question. Anyone have the answer to that? What is going on here? It did say a non-title match, so I guess we'll find out that one soon enough.
Because Dustin held the tag and the trios in Ring of Honor?
Yes.
And obviously he's out.
Yes. This person said they did have Joe Hendry at WrestleMania, so Leon Slater is definitely possible. Now, granted, that was WrestleMania. Although I think Joe's appeared on WWE television, is he not?
I have no idea.
All right, let's go to the phones. You are on the air. Who is this, and where are you calling from?
Hey, y'all. Brandon here from Portsmouth, Virginia. Happy Fun Friday, everyone.
I just read two of your emails. Now you're calling.
I'm taking over, bro.
You're all over the show.
Portsmouth show. I'm all over the place, man. I should be working, but I'll get back to work after this question. My question is for Title Tuesday with Mercedes defending against the mystery opponent. If the mystery opponent defeats her, would that be either lame because she's had such a long title reign and it just ends like that, or would this be a good way to build a new star in that women's division?
Well, I want to thank you very much for the call. So here's the thing. If they're going to bring in Dakota Kai and they're going to push her really hard, then, yeah, you could do a big surprise and she wins one of the titles. To me, it just doesn't seem like, I don't know. I'm not into this this nine title thing. I know some people think it's really cool and everything. I know people like belts. But this is not like the Ultimo Dragon reign, where these were the most prestigious junior titles on earth from every major company. It's like, I don't even think people can name seven of the titles she has. So it's like she's just walking around with all these belts, and because the vast majority of them are meaningless, losing one of them to me is just sort of like, I don't know, man. I guess it would be, I don't think it's going to happen. Let's just put it that way.
I think also, too, like they've mentioned she wants to go after the tag to break a record. It's like there's a story whether she wins the tag or not. It would be a waste, I think, to have her just drop the biggest one of the bunch.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, they are pushing that 10 belt thing. But that's kind of another one where it's like,
it drives me crazy because the Owen Hart belt isn't a title. It can't be defended. No one else that ever won it walks around with it and claims it's a championship. It's a trophy for winning a tournament. It's not an actual title. But they're counting it. Drives me nuts because I have a cyborg brain.
This person says, once you bring in Izzy to lose and then Dakota debuts after. Well, I suppose you could do that, but then it's kind of silly that Dakota didn't just like take Izzy's spot. Why didn't she just come out first? I don't know. Let's see.
Or it'll just be some random person we don't know that'll lose.
Yeah. Bert says, I don't know what that one even is. Who else do you think will join the Don Callis family? It's become quite the running gag on the internet regarding how preposterously big his faction is. It is ridiculous. I think I talked about this yesterday. I think that when you have a faction that big, I mean, it needs credibility. Otherwise, it's just, to me, like a guy who decided he was going to manage most of the mid-card for some reason. I think Kyle Fletcher needs to beat Hangman for the title. I don't think it needs to be, like, imminently. I know they do longer title reigns, but I think that the Don Callis family, like, if they're going to do this top heel group, gigantic faction, all of these evildoers, like, they got to succeed and get some real heat. Because right now, it's like the heat is Don Callis doing promos, but they're not really, like, getting a lot of heat other than just Don's promos. I think they need some actual heat. So, like, Don, you know, he's the mouthpiece. He's this horrible person. Takeshita gets the IWGP title. And then Kyle Fletcher gets the an AEW title. You know, somehow they end up with maybe the tag belts at some point. Like, make it a big-time faction. Then you can beat guys, and they've always got credibility after that. I think right now it just, you don't want it to be the NWO when there were, like, 85 randos in it. You know, you want it to be something. That's what I think.
Yeah, and going back, Dakota Kai's from New Zealand. How would she be from Florida?
Well, she lives there now.
But she's from New Zealand.
I don't know, man. I don't know where Izzy was born. But she's from Florida because she always goes to those NXT shows.
So, well, Izzy might be, but Dakota Kai's not.
All right, let's go to the phones. Munashe's on the phone. A regular caller on Fun Friday from Zimbabwe.
So he's not challenging Mercedes.
No, he's not from Florida. Munashe, what's going on?
Sorry, I can't challenge Mercedes next year. We'll see you guys. Maybe in another lifetime. How are you guys doing?
Good. It's happening.
Good to hear. So I've been sitting on this question for the last two and a half weeks, and I think this will suit both you and Lance, especially since you like mystery and spooky stuff. Shout out to After Dark. So my question for this awesome Fun Friday is, which wrestlers, regardless of promotion, would you put in a Scooby-Doo-themed faction?
A Scooby-Doo-themed faction. All right. I want to thank you very much for the call. I love these calls where, like, I got to think of something on the spur of the moment.
I'm picking Santino right out of the gate.
I think Matt Riddle needs to be there. He's Shaggy. And then Rick Steiner's got to be Scooby-Doo. And then got to have some lovely lass to play, was it Daphne? I don't remember all these
characters. I don't know which one was which. There was two women.
There was Daphne and then the other one with glasses.
Thelma or...
Thelma. Is it Thelma or Zelma? Who knows? Velma. We were all wrong.
It's been a long time since Brad and I watched cartoons.
This person wants to know if Shaggy had an OnlyFans. Well, they didn't have OnlyFans back then, and if they did, no, he wouldn't have one, I'm afraid. Cody is Fred.
He wouldn't make a lot of money.
This person says, Cody is Fred. This guy says, you guys' lack of Scooby-Doo knowledge is making me sad. I watched Scooby-Doo, but it wasn't like it was my show.
Dude, I'm 56. It's been a long time since my kids watched Scooby-Doo.
Yeah, crying out loud. If I watched Scooby-Doo when I was 9, guys, that was 41 years ago. You think I remember all the details of Scooby-Doo? Every episode ended with an unmasking. This person thinks Tiffany Stratton should be Daphne. Now, there's definitely a lot of options. Definitely a lot of options. All right, if you want to give us a call, 618-762-3275 is the phone number, or the Zimbabwe line, as I like to call it. Callinstudio.com/show/WOL. All right. This person says, the Don Callis family has credibility. Okada's unified title. Kyle's a TNT champ. They put Kenny on the shelf. Yeah, they got upper mid-card credibility. I'm talking main event credibility. You understand? Like, just because a guy has a unified title, it's never pushed as, like, the top belt or almost. He never even defends it. It's virtually never defended. The TNT champ, I'll give you that one. Kyle is by far the biggest star currently in the Don Callis family. But you got to remember, the only reason that he got that championship match was, what was the match going to be? Whatever happened. Or no, actually, I think he was going to have the match. There was a story that it was supposed to be Wardlow, but then Wardlow got hurt. And I didn't believe that story for a second. We talked about it here on the show. And then Tony Khan later did, and Tony Khan never does stuff like this, but he flat out said that story was not true. It was not going to be Wardlow. So, and that didn't make any sense anyway to headline a pay-per-view with Wardlow and Hangman.
But still, it's not too bad to have the...
No, it's not bad.
The TNT champion, the international champion, the continental champion, potentially in the coming weeks, the IWGP champion.
Well, if
not, like, they have no credibility.
I didn't say they didn't have credibility. What I said was they need to have main event. If you got so many guys in this faction, and they're good guys, I think you need to have main event credibility, even if it's for a short period of time. You need to have the world champion. You know what I mean? You need to have... like, be the top heel group. Like, the thing with Don, he's a creep. I don't like to put the guy over. But remember that guy used to come out, and he'd get more heat than anybody on the show. But, like, he'd be on the show every couple weeks or whatever. Like, he'd just disappear for long periods of time. And it was kind of like, is he the top heel manager or not? It was like he was up and down. Some weeks he was out there, and it was like, and then other weeks he would just be gone. And then sometimes he's just on commentary. It's like, this is something where if you're building something this big, you got to go all in. After that, fine. You know, he's got the credibility of he's managed the world champion, et cetera, in this big faction. I don't know. I could be the only one.
He has managed the world champion.
He has, but this new Don Callis family faction. Like, when he came out on the stage and there's 85 guys, it's like, if you have that many guys, how do you not have the world champion? Right? I think he needs to get the world title. And I'm a big... you know, I'm very bullish on Kyle Fletcher after not only how well he did in the match with Hangman, but a lot of people bought that show. So, I mean, I was pushing that a lot of people bought it, pointing out that, hey, I was right. It didn't die because WWE was on the same day on ESPN. But I think the bigger thing is the match was Hangman Page versus Kyle Fletcher. And, like, it was one of the most bought pay-per-views of the year. So you can't say that Fletcher has no credibility. He's seen as a big deal by these AEW fans. So, you know, it's kind of like, let's do this. Let's do this thing. And of course, you know, he's the one that killed Kenny Omega. So they can do Kenny Omega.
That was Jungle Boy.
Fletcher for the, well, that was years ago. When it'll be a while before. There you go. Tama Tonga charges $10,000 on Cameo, and yours are only 20. Actually, mine are only 10. But there's no way he's charging $10,000 for a Cameo, unless he just doesn't want to do Cameos. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
If you've got a property that you've been trying to sell and you've tried almost everything, I want to tell you about something that you haven't tried yet. You're going to think this offer is too good to be true, but it's not. Thousands of customers have sold their homes in any condition with need to sell my home. This is a real opportunity from a highly rated company that buys homes all over the country. Did you know it's possible to sell your home right over the phone with no real estate commissions and no pesky open houses? Plus, every offer is a cash offer with no mortgage holdups. To find out how much you can sell your home or property for, call now. Take 5 minutes of your time and call for this 100% free quote to sell your home.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
Imagine combining the exciting investment opportunity of cryptocurrencies with the power of artificial intelligence to maximize your IRA, 401k, or other investment funds. Listen, if you're looking for ways to accelerate your retirement growth, Block Trust IRA has market-leading strategies and solutions for all levels of investors, from $1,000 to millions. And they partner with Bitcoin Magazine's number one crypto trading fund in the world to maximize your returns. Plus, their team of IRA specialists is here to help you roll over your IRA or qualified retirement account to the new world of cryptocurrency investments. So make this free call right now to set up your account and learn more.
800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. That's 800-475-6824.
I've got a question for you. Do you want a lower car payment just by making a phone call? You know, most people buy a car and they pay whatever the car dealer says their interest rate is, and they forget about it and make payments. But did you know there is a secret in your contract that allows another company to refinance any car payment to try and lower it? It's true. There is indeed a company out there that knows the ins and, more importantly, the outs on car loans, and they know how to lower your current car payments. It's easy and fast, and you could have a lower car payment next month. Make this free call right now and find out if you could lower your existing car payment. Call the Car Savings Hotline right now. The call is free.
Call now. 800-605-1680. 800-605-1680. 800-605-1680. That's 800-605-1680.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
So we had to shut down the phones, didn't have time in this segment. We did have a caller from, I believe, Ireland on the international web caller line asking if the Judgment Day should turn babyface. And I don't know. I like them as a heel faction. I like them as a faction. Like, they're a heel faction. They don't like each other. Finn's like a little slimy little guy. And, you know, there are going to be people break off. Like, I think they're teasing. I really think they're teasing that Roxanne is going to be booted out of the Judgment Day when Liv comes back. But I think we might get a swerve.
They feel like an authentic tweener group, to be honest.
Yes, I like it. But I will say, with that said, that when they did that homecoming event on NXT and they freaking brought out Finn Balor in like his old gimmick with his old music as a babyface,
it was awesome.
Like, this guy is more over than anybody else on the entire show. He would be one of the top five most over people on the main roster doing this. But instead, he's just this silly guy in this group that's slimy. I like his character.
He stirs the pot. That's
yeah,
what
he's
does.
Just a pot stirrer. As opposed to being like a top guy, which he came off as and when he showed up in NXT that one day. So funny how that works. Funny how sometimes in wrestling you change for, like, a lot of times in wrestling, something should change, but people don't because they're dumb. They try to keep running with a pat hand. And then other times it's like, actually, you know what? You shouldn't change that one. Oh, we're going to do it anyway. Not as good? Ah, don't matter. We changed it. Just weird. I guess that's life, right, Lance?
Often is, yes.
All right, we'll see you on Sunday. WrestlingObserver.com, everybody. Sign up today. We got 13,000, 14,000, 15,000, somewhere around there, podcasts at WrestlingObserver.com. That's $14.99 a month for everything. We got the video site, video.f4wonline.com, $9.99. And Apple and Spotify, both $9.99 as well. Get all the podcasts. So check it out, everybody. Lance and I and Craig will be up on Sunday talking Collision and SmackDown. Be a lot of fun. More stuff coming as well for subscribers. So check it out. We'll talk to you next time, Wrestling Observer Live.